Earlier this year, Micronesia called on the Czechs to abandon the project, saying the pollution it will produce threatens the tiny state's future. However, on Thursday, the Czech Environment Minister okayed the project, despite the fact its owners, ČEZ, are not planning to install the best available technology. Ian Willoughby reports.
Stanovisko je souhlasné s řadou podmínek.
A Czech Environment Ministry official announces on Thursday that it's given the green light to the renovation of the Prunežov 2 coal-fired power station in northwest Bohemia, the country's single biggest producer of carbon dioxide. It's operated by the powerful energy company ČEZ, which is majority owned by the Czech state. A project to modernize the plant has proven controversial, even impacting the makeup of the caretaker Czech government. An environment minister nominated by the Green Party quit over the matter 6 weeks ago. He said he hadn't been given enough time to consider a study criticizing the planned refitting over the fact that ČEZ doesn't plan to use the most environmentally friendly technology that's available. That would cost more money. But the newly installed environment minister, Ruth Biskova, who worked for ČEZ in the 1990s, defended the decision to approve the project.
The best available technology is not only that which is the best when it comes to the environment, but also that which is financially tolerable. In Europe, they don't always decide to only build power stations with the very best technology, though they can. They do use the best from all possible points of view.
Jan Rovensky is energy policy spokesman for the Czech branch of the environmental group Greenpeace. With other activists, he has in the past climbed one of the huge chimneys at Prunežov to protest at the renovation plans. I spoke to him moments after Thursday's announcement.
It's really not a big surprise. I think from the moment when Mrs. Biskova was installed by ČEZ as a Minister of Environment, it was sure that the most important task is to issue the positive environmental impact statement on the Prunežov, and it happened. So we are really not surprised.
But she wasn't installed by ČEZ, she was installed by the Prime Minister?
Definitely, but after the very clever manipulation of ČEZ, which outcome was that the Green Party left the government. And people from the Green Party and the expert from the climate department here at the ministry was the biggest stumbling blocks against the positive statement. So they all was removed.
Recriminations may continue, but after a lengthy and sometimes bitter approval process, ČEZ is now free to begin the $1.3 billion project of renovating the Prunežov 2 coal-fired power station.
Ian Willoughby with that report. Now, it's hard to